The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio appreciates the support from our sponsors. Make sure you check out these great companies. Sun Warrior, the pioneers of plant-based protein. Go to sunwarrior.com and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Enviromedica, makers of Terraflora and new Immuniflora. Learn more at enviromedica.com. Castor and Pollux, extraordinary pet food that has set the new standard of purposeful pet food. Paleo Magazine is now all digital, so you can go to paleomagazine.com and subscribe. Also, the Wellbeing Journal, combining physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. VegWorld Magazine. Sign up and get a free online subscription at VegWorldMag.com. The International Society of Sports Nutrition, the only nonprofit academic society dedicated to sports nutrition and supplementation. Learn more at SportsNutritionSociety.org. And Thorne Research, redefining what it means to be well and pushing the limits of human potential. Go to the sponsor page at OneLifeRadio.com for links and listener discounts. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Baby, I know I do. Everyone, welcome. Happy Election Day 2020 here in the United States of America. This is Bernadette with Junior, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk. This is a big day in our country, isn't it, Junior? Wow, right?
Oh, yeah. I've never seen it like this before. I mean, this is a very, very polar election, and I mean, it's definitely the most talked about election in my lifetime, for sure.
Oh, me too. And, you know, I'm just honored to be on the air and have a voice through this provide some entertainment, some calm, some education, some knowledge about veganism and a lot of things that we're talking about today. We've got some beautiful content for you today and some beautiful guests that are doing beautiful things out here in this world. They really are. John Mercer is coming up at the half. He is a chef at Cafe Momentum, which is a nationally recognized nonprofit restaurant and professional training facility in the heart of downtown Dallas, which provides a 12-month paid post-release internship program for young men and women exiting juvenile detention. I can't think of a better project, something that does so much good in the world, and I can't wait to talk with him. And we also have Stacy Sutton Kirby coming up here in just a second. She's an amazing woman as well. She's my hero out there, heading up the Texas Humane Legislation Network. We can't wait to hear from her. But before we do, we have got a ton of giveaways. I have stuff from the bottom to the top of my steps, Junior, to give away today. So let's get this started. It's day two of Texas Veggie Fair on the air here on One Life Radio. And as I said, we've got a giveaway from Stacy and the Texas Humane Network. So tell us all about it, Junior. What are we giving away today?
Yeah, so today for our first prize in this bundle, it's a network reusable water bottle, Christy Robinson design necklace, and Sun Warrior's lean meal plant-based superfood. So you get nice. All that. And then if you win that prize, you're also going to be entered into the grand prize, which we are going to be giving away on Friday. So definitely want to do that. And are we going to do the giveaway right now? You want them to call in now, or are we going to wait?
Let's do it.
All right. Caller 3, 214-787-1190. If you're the third caller in, you are going to get all the stuff that I just mentioned, the network reusable water bottle, the Christy Robinson design necklace, the Sun Warrior lean meal, plant-based superfood, plus you're in for the grand prize. So good luck.
All right. And again, 214-787-1190. That's for 1190 AM, which is a station that we are on in iHeartMedia. On iHeartMedia.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, if you're in California or listening to the podcast, you can go to Instagram at One Life Radio. Just follow us there. And then there's directions on one of our posts on how you can enter as well. So that's at One Life Radio on Instagram. Man, I'm stumbling over my words.
Well, you know, Grant, the grand prize is awesome. I get so jealous about all the little things down there that I'm like, oh my gosh, I want some of those, you know, like Sun Warrior sent these really cool glasses with Sun Warrior on the side. Just cool stuff, you know, just really cool stuff. And I'm going to throw in some stuff too. I'm not sure what yet, I love to give gifts. I really do. It's one of my simple pleasures in life. And let me introduce our first guest, though, before we run out of time. But Stacy Sutton Kirby, I'm so thrilled to have her on the air with us. Stacy's tenure with the Texas Humane Legislation Network, or the THLN, began in 2012 with fundraising and grassroots organizing. Since then, Stacy has worn several hats for THLN, including volunteer coordinator, director of operations, and legislation liaison. Stacy served as THLN's interim executive director in 2015 when they successfully passed HB 593. That's a mandatory canine encounter training law. And as well, in 2019, Stacy launched Safekeeping, which is a program supporting the pets of people exiting crisis. And she received her master's in public affairs from LBJ School in 2019 and returned to THLN in 2020 as the director of government relations. Stacy volunteers in her local community with the Austin Humane Society and PALS, a program supporting the pets of Meals on Wheels clients. It's my honor to introduce her, Stacy Sutton Kirby. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
We're so excited to have you that I forgot to give out your website. So, which, by the way, I made a $100 donation today, plus added the 3% for the credit card charge, just to help you guys out. I love the work that you're doing. So the website is THLN, and that stands for Texas Humane Legislation Network. I encourage everyone, even if it's just $5, give them some money. These guys are doing incredible work. And Stacy, I respect you so much. So let's talk about what you're doing. What is the mission of the Texas Humane Legislation Network?
Yes, so the Texas Humane Legislation Network, that name legislation right there in the middle, we are a 501c4 nonprofit that focuses on education, legislation, and advocacy. And we're really heavy on the legislation and advocacy part. That is, we spend our time mostly down at the Texas Capitol trying to get laws passed to protect animals in Texas.
Wow. Well, is it difficult? Is it a difficult thing to do? Are more people opening their minds? Because, you know, Texas is just known for, you know, lots of cattle. And
I think that there's awareness that's percolating throughout our society. I completely agree with that. I also think that at the same time, you know, you fight the battle on more than one front. So you mm-hmm. also work to shape the laws and the policies that protect animals. And, you know, of course, there's the habits that we live out in our daily lives that set an example for people, but not everyone's going to follow our model. And so we need to make sure that we put in statute that you have to treat animals kindly.
Yeah, it's so important. It's important for so many reasons. You know, we talked about it yesterday with Ingrid Newkirk, and it's just, it's a change that needs to happen. We need to evolve in our thinking that animals really are just like us. They have feelings. They're, you know, they feel emotions. They feel pain. They feel loss, all the things that we do as well. But, you know, when the THLN fights for animal rights on a number of initiatives, not just puppy mills, right? So can you give us some examples of the animal rights injustices that you fight against?
I am so glad you brought that up, because you're exactly correct that most of us I believe One Life Radio has an enlightened audience. I completely get that, and thank you so much for the work that you do. But for a lot of folks, the only animals that they might consider are the animals in their lives, the companion animals. But you are correct. Texas Humane Legislation Network has worked to protect captive wild animals. Folks may not realize that it's legal in Texas to own a tiger, a lion, a bear, a chimpanzee, but there's no meaningful regulation around that. So we've worked alongside other animal welfare organizations session after session to try to get some meaningful regulations put in place. We've stepped up to the plate for Texas wildlife. Not all the, you know, huggable, fluffy animals, but animals like rattlesnakes and lizards. There are some very inhumane practices involved in gathering those animals up for example, rattlesnake roundups. And we've said, you know, we need to protect all of our animals, including the ones that, you know, have poisonous venom in them.
Right.
This is their environment too, and they should be allowed to, you know, live out their lives, particularly with these ways that they were being gathered up that were harming the environment. Mm-hmm. We also stood shoulder to shoulder with the other organizations that outlawed shark finning off the Texas coast. Texas was a hot spot for the trading of shark fin.
Really?
So those are just some of the populations of animals that don't always hit folks' radar, but it's been our mission and our duty for the last 45 years to go down to the legislature, educate legislators about these practices because they may not know this is happening in their district, happening in their state, and then try to get common sense, meaningful laws put in place to outlaw the cruelty.
Wow. And it's a shame that we have to, make laws. It should be common sense that you don't treat anyone with disrespect or harm I can't even wrap my head around it, really. I mean, I love animals so much. I always have. And I think it says a lot about a person, too. The respect that they have for animals is commonly a respect that they have for mankind as well. But can you tell us about some of the legislation that you have helped pass in the state of Texas?
Sure. Back in, and I may be going bouncing back and forth between sessions, back in 2011 when I was relatively new working on the legislation side, THLN helped to pass pets and protective orders. And I want to bring that up because pets are part of our family. And oftentimes if someone is in a domestic violence, a family violence situation, they may be unwilling to leave their partner if they can't safely take their pet with them. And this means that they would stay with an abuser longer than they would otherwise. And so putting pets in protective orders meant making people safer because now the abuser could not legally target that person's animal. Some other bills we've worked on, you mentioned puppy mills, and I think we may be getting into that a little bit more later in the interview. Mm-hmm. We worked on the canine encounter bill, which you mentioned. So prior to the passage of HB 593 in the 2015 legislative session, there was no training for Texas peace officers, and we were having a lot of incidents where people's pet dogs were being shot by law enforcement. So now to get your law enforcement badge before you graduate, you have to go through mandatory training where you learn to interpret dog behavior and look for signs of someone having a dog on their property and learn how to de-escalate with the dog. When police officers are called out to a site, they're generally not called there because of the dog, but they encounter the dog while they're there for other reasons. And so that after the passage of that bill, the incidence of fatal encounters has just dropped precipitously. We also worked on the passage of SB 360, which ended the carbon monoxide suffocation of animals in Texas municipal shelters. Now if a veterinarian or a shelter director decides that an animal is suffering so badly that they should be euthanized, it is no longer legal to use a gas chamber to do that. THLN pushed through SB 360 so that the only way to legally euthanize an animal in a shelter is through injection. So those are some of the bills that we've worked on. I know that I could go on and on, but
well, I think it's amazing.
Kind of
though,
stick with the few.
I mean, I didn't know that they still gassed anything, let alone a poor, I mean, it's like, really? I didn't even know that still went on. I thought that was outlawed just across the world, like, I don't know, 50 years ago. I mean, I can't believe that that's still going on. And good for you for all the work that you've done and the passion that you have for these projects.
Oh, well, thank you. I have to credit our members, our subscribers, our followers, people who care about animals. And I would say Texas is a really dynamic place. We definitely have our reputation for being an outlier and sometimes being very far behind with regard to animal protection. Uh-huh. But then we've also got, we have thousands and thousands of people across the state who really care, and they don't want their communities and their state to be branded with being always the last to, implement a humane solution to whatever animal issue we're talking about. So I would say Texas, we do get a black eye for some of our practices, mm-hmm. but I'd also say there are so many loving hearts out there who want to do right and don't want to see Texas animals treated cruelly.
That just put a smile on my face to know that. And, one of your slogans, one of your T-shirts that you're selling, all your merchandise is really cool, by the way. I encourage everyone to go to THLN and check it out. Chains are for trucks, not pups. I like that.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
And Unchained is my favorite dog. They've got some great t-shirts, you guys. Check them out. And we have a winner, by the way, and we're going to go to break. But before we do, I wanted to announce it's Julio Jaramillo. Am I saying it right? I'm terrible
with it. Much better than I would have said it, but yes.
Okay. So Julio, thank you so much from Irving, Texas for listening. And we're going to continue on here. We've got Stacy Sutton Kirby and John Mercer. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
On social media at One Life Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Every time I hear this song, I think of Kip Watson and being in studio with she and Danny Miles. He used to play it to annoy her. Oh, my gosh, because she had to play it so much in college when she was a radio DJ in college. But anyway, it's a funny story. I can just see Kip's face right now. I miss being in studio, you know, where we've got a studio in my home now, which has worked out really well. This COVID-19 crisis has really changed a lot of things in everyone's world. Some of them better, some of them good. So, you know, and we all have to learn to navigate through this thing called life, right? And that's what we try to do here on One Life Radio. And we are live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia as well as KMET in Southern California. So welcome back. We're continuing on with Stacy Sutton Kirby. It is the Texas Veggie Fair live on the air here on One Life Radio. And if you're just now joining us, let me reintroduce Stacy. Stacy's tenure with the Texas Humane Legislation Network, or THLN as it's known, began in 2012 with fundraising and grassroots organizing. Since then, Stacy has worn several hats for THLN, including volunteer coordinator, director of operations, and legislation liaison. And Stacy served as THLN's interim executive director in 2015 when they successfully passed the HB 593, the mandatory canine encounter training law. As well, in 2019, Stacy launched Safe Keeping, a program supporting the pets of people exiting crisis. She received her master's in public affairs from the LBJ School in August of 2019 and returned to THLN in 2020 as the director of government relations. And so we are here today talking about the Texas Humane Legislation Network and the important work that they do. So, Stacy, in your opinion, what animal welfare issues are the most pressing in Texas right now?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked about that, Bernadette. The top of mind are a couple of issues. One that we see primarily really impacting folks in urban communities, although it happens in the rural areas as well, and that would be homeless pets. We know in Dallas and in Houston, we have quite a large number of strays. And I think the solution to that, as I mentioned earlier, has to be multi-pronged. You know, we do have to have good policy in place, but education and helping people access low-cost, no-cost spay-neuter for their pets and steering people to adopt instead of shopping for their next furry family member.
Yeah, I couldn't agree.
And Oh, I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say I could not agree with you more. There was just a little break in the sound there. So I apologize as well. But continue on. This is a very important topic.
Yeah. Some years ago, I want to say it was back in the early 2000s, THLN got the animal-friendly license plate bill passed. And for any of the listeners who might not know this already, whenever you purchase one of those vanity license plates, the extra funds that the state charges for what they call a vanity plate goes towards low-cost and no-cost spay-neuter in programs all across the state. So I would encourage that, not only for the great look, putting that on the back of your vehicle, but to help folks across the state, help the programs that help people to access sterilization for their pets, because Texas topped the list last year. I just did some research on this recently. Wow. 125,000 shelter pets were euthanized. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit earlier. There are some places where we've got so much work to do because we're lagging so far behind the rest of the 49. And I myself, I think that's something that we've got some real common sense answers to. Mm-hmm. We just need to roll up our sleeves and do the work. The other, I think maybe people recently may have seen, I didn't tune in because I was already familiar with Joe Exotic, but people had their eyes open to. Now that was in Oklahoma, but that trade in breeding of dangerous wild animals, it's a thriving industry in the South and in Texas in particular. And I think it's not only cruel to the animals, of course, when you have a roadside zoo and you have a place where people come and they do the pet, the cub petting. It's also really dangerous for humans. I mean, these are not safe to have these type of operations. These are not the kinds of places where there's a veterinarian full-time employed and where the animal's nutritional needs are being met and where the enclosures are safe. I mean, I think that's a pressing issue, and I think we need to get serious about tackling that.
Absolutely. I've been by that. You know, it's right up only a couple hundred miles from Dallas on the way to Norman or Oklahoma City. You know, it's kind of like at the midway point. And I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, who thought that was a good idea? And we do need laws in place, right? Like what you're doing to stop people that are too ignorant to stop on their own from doing stuff like that. It's so annoying. It's just really annoying for me to even listen to it. But we do need we have to roll up our sleeves. There's a lot of work to do, especially in the state of Texas. And you know, I don't know what you if you know anything about me at all, but you know, I have 11 dogs and I have 10 cats.
Wow.
And every one of them came off of the street, Stacey. Every single one of them. And I have picked up thousands over the years, and so it's a real problem. It has gotten better here in Dallas because there was a mauling. A woman was basically bitten to death by a pack of dogs that were just on the street starving and mad, you know, because they had no shelter, no food, no water, no love, no home, no nothing. And how can we expect anything from anything else from an animal that's suffering? And so.
Exactly.
Right.
I was having a discussion with a gentleman the other day, and unfortunately his neighbor had been mauled by two pit bull dogs. And he said, you know, he made some comments about the breed. And I said, you know, it's a loose dog problem. Pit bulls are the face of that. They are not born to be a malicious breed.
Right.
It is about the lack of nurture. It's not their nature. So I completely agree with you. You know, dogs in particular, they're meant to be with us. They've been with us for over 10,000 years, maybe 15,000 years. And for us to abandon them to the streets or to allow people who would profit off of them by treating them cruelly with dog fighting or running a puppy mill. I mean, what a betrayal. And we don't think the majority of Texans would agree with that. They just maybe haven't peeked inside to see what those operations look like.
Yeah, and there's, like you said, there's a lot of work to do. But I know you recently added a new sister organization, the Texas Humane Network. How does this group differ from the THLN, and how can we help them as well?
Oh, I'm so excited that you asked me about this. So the Texas Humane Network will be we just launched it, the 501c3. So in the category of nonprofits, if you're a 501c4, like the Texas Humane Legislation Network, your donations are not tax deductible because we engage in political lobbying. But the 501c3, the Texas Humane Network, focuses exclusively on humane education of both children and adults All donations are tax deductible. But we've been told people don't even care about that. They're just so excited that we have a humane library. We have humane curriculum for teaching elementary school children things like how to have empathy and show respect to animals, basics of animal behavior and pet care. And we are supporting, during the time of COVID, this is a little hard, right? But we did so in the past, and we hope to get back to doing critter camps. And that is, for example, when I was at the Austin Humane Society teaching a critter camp, not only did we take them on a shelter tour to see the kittens and the puppies, but the Austin Wildlife rehabbers brought in some of the animals that they were taking care of and helped to explain, like you said earlier, all of these animals, they're like us. They have needs. They have families. They desire to be safe and live in their home. And these early lessons are so important for raising a humane generation and for, you know, getting those little wheels turning in their heads. But we also do at Texas Humane Network, we do humane education, and it's professional training for adults. So, for example, attorneys can come to our presentations and get continued legal education units for learning about the laws that protect animals from cruelty. And that is really helpful for folks who may not realize they're witnessing cruelty or may not know how to identify it. So the professional trainings that we do for attorneys and animal control officers, we get invited sometimes to go and speak to those groups to help the folks that are the boots on the ground do their jobs better.
Wow. Well, I can't thank you enough for jumping on the show today. You do a fine job representing the Texas Humane Legislation Network, as well as the oh my gosh, I just
they're tongue tires, those two organizations.
yes. Thank you so much for helping me out. But yeah, it's so great to have you on the air. And as I said, I made a donation. I hope everyone out there listening,
if you have,
you're welcome. It was my pleasure, my honor, actually. And anyone out there that can help, please help. These guys are doing incredible work, and it'll make all of us, our world a better place. So Stacey,
absolutely.
Thank you so much, and have a great election day, and stay safe. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right.
TexasHumaneNetwork.org. Thanks, y'all. Take care.
You too. All right, everyone. Okay. Yes, it's THLN.org. And we've got John Mercer coming up. This is a great show today, and we've got more giveaways. So stay tuned. You are listening to Texas Veggie Fair on the air.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Dance.
Crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly.
When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid. Don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Find us on Facebook, hit like, and follow us
at One Life Radio.
Everyone, you're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette, and I'm here with Junior and John Mercer. We are live from Dallas, Texas on iHeartMedia, as well as KMET in Southern California on ABC News Talk, and we've got another giveaway. But I want to introduce John Mercer first because I want him to be part of this fabulous giveaway. John, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
All right, yeah. So John Mercer, let me tell you a little bit about him. He's a wonderful man. He is a chef at Cafe Momentum, a nationally recognized nonprofit restaurant and professional training facility in the heart of downtown Dallas, which provides a 12-month paid post-release internship program for young men and women exiting juvenile detention. And prior to joining Cafe Momentum, John led and mentored as executive chef at Whole Foods Park Lane for several years. John has also cooked at V Eats Modern Vegan Kitchen. Their website is cafemomentum.org, and on Instagram it's at Cafe Momentum. They are doing incredible things. We're going to get right to this in just a minute, but I want to do the giveaway. This is giveaway number two today for Texas Veggie Fair on the air with One Life Radio. And John, you brought us a Cafe Momentum goodie bag with all kinds of stuff in it. Junior, do you want to tell us all about it?
Yeah, oh my gosh, there's so much good stuff. Got the amazing house-made strawberry vinegar, plus you get the spicy house-made jalapeno powder and a Create Change hat. And then Cafe Momentum also donated a bunch of stuff that's going to be in the grand prize that we're giving away on Friday. So if you win this prize right now, you're entered in for the grand prize. And into the grand prize has house-made coffee rub, Texas Cabernet vinegar, fire salt, and you get these limited edition dish towels that say Eat, Drink, Change Lives. So that's going to be the grand prize. You also have another chance to win the grand prize if you're listening in California on KMET or on our podcast. Just go to @OneLifeRadio on Instagram. You can enter there as well.
And so be the third caller, right?
Yeah, 214-787-1190. Caller three, good luck. I'll be waiting for the calls.
All right, 214-787-1190. And those tea towels. So I loved them so much, I bought three to put on my stove. I have John, I don't know about you. You probably don't do this because you're not a girl, but... You know, you are a chef, and I know that you love tea towels, and you probably tuck one in your apron when you're cooking, but I like to have beautiful tea towels, three of them, on my long bar on my big stove. I have a 6-burner gas stove, and I love to cook as well, but it's such an honor to have you on the show, and thank you so much for being so gracious and giving away so many prizes to our listeners. I know that they really appreciate it. Everybody's been very excited this week.
Well, Bert, thank you very much for having me on, and I'd also like to thank Jamie for contacting me to get this chance to be with you guys.
Absolutely.
I've known him for many years, and I can't say enough how much Jamie's friendship has meant to me throughout the years supporting things that I have done, and just getting out there to the fair, seeing the people, the volunteers that put that together every single year for us is thank you so much.
Yeah, Jamie and Joy, they do a lot of work here in the community. They are fantastic people. And yes, they did bring us all together. And so a big thank you from myself and all the team at One Life Radio as well. But you're an amazing guy. And I want people to know how amazing you are. I can't wait to get my tea towels. But, I love stuff like that. But, you know, what you do is so amazing at Cafe Momentum because you provide culinary opportunities for teens coming out of juvenile detention system. And so can you tell our listeners how does the program work?
Well, as you gave a pretty good rundown, as it is a 12-month post-release paid internship. That's that two-second elevator speech. But they come into our restaurant and they get to work every aspect of the restaurant front to back. We have a full bakehouse, so they do work in the bakery. There'll be three interns working right next to the chefs in the kitchen, at least, preparing your meals if you come in. If you come in and dine with us, you're going to have something that an intern made. It's not just flipping burgers and dropping fries with them. Nothing's wrong with that, but they rise to whatever we ask them to do. So they start in the dish room, like most kitchens, and then they work themselves all the way around from dish to line to bakery. Out front, they do hostess. They also wait tables. They bus, and they can learn as much as they want or, in some cases, as little as they want.
It's so awesome what you've done. What was the catalyst? What inspired you to move in this direction?
Well, the program was started by a man named Chad Hauser, and we have an incredible team. I am just one part of that team in the cooking. But Chad started this way back when he did an ice cream competition at Farmer's Market with some young men from one of the facilities in Dallas. And they came in and they didn't cook some ice cream. And as they were doing that, there's a very fun little story. One of the kids came up to Chad and just screamed to him, "I just love to cook, sir." And Chad says back to him, "So do I." And he says to him, "I want to make people smile with food." So Chad took off after that. And that young man actually won the contest against other culinary students and some chefs. So that was pretty cool. And as on the way home, he thought to himself, you know, that kid's going to go back to the same, you know, same corner, the same house, the same area that he came from after he gets out. And what does he have to do? And why can't someone help with that? And Chad, driving home, basically said, no, not someone. Why not me?
Oh,
so he dumped a lot of things and started the hustle, as the kids would say, to get enough money to start this program. We've been brick and mortar for 4 years now, and it took me quite a bit longer than that to raise the funds and the awareness to get it going.
Well, and you guys have worked so hard. You've accomplished so much, and also you've got some exciting news that you just announced that Cafe Momentum is going national. I mean, that's incredible. So what does that mean for the company?
Well, as far as it going national, that just means plain and simple that we can help more kids in more cities.
Right.
Not just DFW, but the places we're reaching out have needs, and there's needs all the way across the country. Also, the opportunity to show other communities that they're what their kids are capable of doing as well, and bring some good food to new spots.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to help a lot of children, and goodness knows we need it for sure. There's so many children out there that just get left behind. They do, and it's all about eat, drink, change lives, right?
Yes. I mean, I've been there for a little over 3 years, and I can truly say that I've not been happier in my cooking life than I am now. And that's not saying I haven't enjoyed cooking the whole time, but some days when you come to work, the kids carry you through, and then other days, sometimes you get to put your head down and cook great food to make you work.
Yeah, and here in Dallas, you guys are open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, right? You take
Thursday,
reservations?
Yeah, reservations are good right now because as so many restaurants in the area, we've had to take smaller amount of people in, so a reservation could be helpful, but we'll do our best for every walk-in we can. 5:30 to 9:30 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
That's
we also
awesome.
Do full-service catering as well.
Yeah, and you have a food truck, too. I'm thinking about having you guys come out and do a food truck for our Christmas party, like at my house. Wouldn't that be fun?
It is fun. So, yeah, we are partnered with the Ruthie's Rolling Gourmet crew. And we have several interns that have exited our program successfully and went over there to work with them in their various food trucks. It is grilled cheese, and yes, they do have a vegan option. A lot of fun watching the kids, you know, come out of our place and then step foot into, you know, so to speak, the real working world and see what successes they have out there. And Ruthie's helps a lot with that.
It's all good. It really is. It's so beautiful what you guys are doing. And so for the kids, what does a 12-month training program look like?
Okay, so as so they come in to us and they work each station of the restaurant. But the restaurant is only a part of what we do. We are in a holistic encompassing program. We are very fortunate to have a programming crew that does all sorts of different programs for the kids, such as education. They have to be in school while they're with us. It is not a maybe. It is a requirement. They must meet a minimum hours of school attendance to get on the schedule.
Wow.
So we have our own school now in our 4,000-square-foot community center that's very, very close to us in the Thanksgiving Tower area tunnels, if anybody remembers those. So we have a facility down there, and that is who handles our – that's where our school is. We've already graduated, I believe, 9 from our school the first year it was in operation, and we have several on the way to graduation now. That's also where we have a full-time psychologist that does counseling for the kids. We also have case managers for each intern we have. That's where our director of intern experience is there as well, and she arranges family meal trainings, group discussions, and lots and lots. I mean, if you think of it, something a child in this situation might need, there's a good chance that we've done our best to provide it.
Wow. That's so wonderful. It really is. And I bet you have some favorite stories. Can you share one of them with us? One of your personal success stories with these kids?
I go with one for myself and then a quick one from a kid. The very first night I came in there to work, I was super nervous because I'm going in to work with some caliber of chefs that maybe personally I didn't think I was worthy of working with.
Mm-hmm.
But I came in there and had to jump on a line and, you know, came in on a Monday and started cooking on a Thursday. And I walked in there and there was a very young lady, probably around 16 years old, also very small in stature, that was just handling that line like nobody's business. And watching her do that put a very big wake up to me. It's like, look at this. This young lady is just doing what she's supposed to, picking up 16-inch cast iron skillets with both hands because she couldn't actually lift them with one. She really, really calmed me down, and she will never know how much that meant for me.
Wow.
And being there, I've really learned to step back and listen a little better and understand different sides of life.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what it's all about, right? That's how we grow. But we're going to go to a quick break, everyone. We're speaking with John Mercer. He is a chef at Cafe Momentum and a nationally recognized nonprofit restaurant here in downtown Dallas. We will be right back. You're listening to Texas Veggie Fair on the air at One Life Radio. We'll be right back.
Listening to One Life Radio. Make sure you check out our podcast and get to know the show at oneliferadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Texas Veggie Fair live on the air here on One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Junior and John Mercer. He is a chef at Cafe Momentum, a nationally recognized nonprofit restaurant and professional training facility in the heart of downtown Dallas, which provides a 12-month paid post-release internship program for young men and women exiting juvenile detention. And prior to joining Cafe Momentum, John led and mentored as executive chef at Whole Foods Park Lane for several years, and John also cooked at V Eats Modern Vegan Kitchen. His website is cafemomentum.org. That's cafemomentum.org, or on Instagram at Cafe Momentum. And I said his website, it's their website. You guys are an incredible team, and you're out there changing the world one child at a time, right?
We do our best to.
I think you do a good job based on what I've heard. And let me ask you this. Do the graduates keep you updated on their future endeavors after they leave?
Yes, they do. So a while back, we were given an opportunity to make a link up with Dallas College, which several of us that work at the restaurant graduated from various programs at El Centro dealing with the hospitality industry. And they're so gracious that they're meeting our kids halfway. They come out of our program, have graduated successfully, and then have their diploma, GED, or et cetera. Then they can jump right into any program that Dallas County has for them. We have about three in culinary school right now, and we have one that will be finishing up her nursing assistant degree, and then hopefully she gets to jump right into nursing.
Nice.
A young man that I was particularly close to recently joined the Navy, so I'm proud of him for that. And many of them out there working in other ways, not just in hospitality world, but you can see them a lot of different places in Dallas.
Well, yeah, and every child deserves a chance. They do. And so does this help with recidivism as far as, you know, them reoffending, going back out into the world? This has got to, like, really put the brakes on that, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, our recidivism rate is quite a bit lower than the states. We'll just kind of leave it around that without getting into direct numbers of it. But about 7,000 youth enter the juvenile justice system each year in Dallas. And, you know, when they get out, where are they supposed to go? We've all heard for adults how hard it is to get a job after being incarcerated for many different reasons. And, you know, the kids get out, the same thing they face. I mean, they will be often behind in school by not just months, but years. And, you know, with our school stepping in, that has been an incredible thing. Miss Mary, our school instructor, has taken kids that were at least 2 years behind and have them graduate immediately. It's when I say immediately, just they're so overwhelmed by how fast they're able to do it. And, you know, we always need tutors at that school as well. My wife tutors there, and that's an open invitation anybody that can offer with that. But once they get out and they come to us, we do everything we can to give them a stable environment and a way to make, you know, legal money and show them that there's other ways.
And there are other ways. And, John, thank you so much. We're out of time. I hear the music. Such an honor to have you on the show. And thank you from all of us. A big thank you to the work that you're doing to improve our community and the world. John Mercer, everyone. Visit them at cafemomentum.org. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there and do something with it.